Do more of what makes you happy and less of that which does not. And that is the thought for today. Today's episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by the Jordan Harbinger Show. Jordan's show was named by Apple as one of its best of 2018. Just like 7 Good Minutes, I like it a lot, and I'm sure you will too. Jordan sits down each week with many of the same guests you hear right here on 7 Good Minutes. You should be sure to check out episode 345 with Jim Quick, where the conversation is about how to upgrade your brain's limitless potential. No matter which episode you listen to, you can be sure there will always be something you can use in your day-to-day life immediately. Listen to the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, Brendan Burchard talks with us about why you must do things that make you happy and stop doing things that don't. Enjoy.
When you talk with the world's highest performers, they have a pretty obvious pattern of quitting. And frankly, they quit faster than other people. And it is a habit. It is an actual observable pattern. And when I did our structured interviews through the High Performance Institute with these people, it was so obvious that they were very conscious of what was wrong for them and what was right for them. And when it was wrong, man, they cut and run. They were gone out of that situation. I mean, it was fast. Most of us, because we want to be good people and we want to be thorough and perfectionist and our follow through, it's important. We learn all those things, and perseverance is everything we're taught, right? Yes, that's true. And perseverance is very important to initial success. But long-term success, you know, it's kind of like when you're going for your initial level of success, you say yes to almost everything because you're learning about yourself. What's right for you? What's wrong for you? You're taking on new opportunities to see how they pan out. But once you have that baseline level of success and you want to go up there to a new level, you got to start sorting and deleting faster than other people usually do. You know, most people hang on to things too long. They hang on to regret too long, anger too long, hurt, they hang on to it too long. They hang on to a business idea that just isn't right for them. It's not bringing passion or joy or income. They hang on to it too long. And I share this is an advanced thing because quitting is terrifying. It's scary. And identifying something as the wrong thing, it takes a lot of guts, because then you got to admit, man, I've been focused on the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing, with the wrong person, the wrong people. It takes a high level of psychological courage to admit when we're in the wrong thing, because it'd be easy for us to be vulnerable and say, well, I'm so stupid. I can't believe I spent so many years here. But a habit that high performers had and really inspired me was they quit the wrong things, and they quit it fast. And it wasn't because they're quitters. It's because they were focused on that which really matters. Make a difference? Like a quitter is somebody who just quits because it got difficult. This is not about difficulty. It's about right and wrong. You follow? They're not quitting because there was hardship there. Look, high performers honor the struggle. They're cool with struggle. They know struggle is part of the journey to become excellent at anything. Struggle is not why they're quitting. Right? And progress is not necessarily why they're quitting too. Like, I've done a lot of things that there was no initial progress towards, and everyone said, Brendan, quit that. So you can't quit just because it's hard, and you can't quit just because you're not getting progress there. That high performers had a different way of thinking about when and why to quit, but it was very obvious. I mean, sitting down with them and walking through this, I even asked many of them, I said, tell me about some things you've quit in the last 5 years. And they had like this laundry list of things. And most people would identify them as a quitter, but what they was an ex. They were, think about it, like a quitter quits because of hardship. But there's another quitter who quits because of priority, because of distinction of what really matters. They're willing to let go what's not right because they know if they don't, the universe can't maybe open up a new field for them to play in, right? Sometimes if we're stuck doing the wrong thing, the universe doesn't open up some white space for us to discover the right thing. It's how many people say, you know, quitting that job was the best thing I ever did, they say. Because their job was okay. It's not like it was bad. That was my story. I left a great corporate job. I was climbing. I was having great success. I was engaged. It was a great job. There was nothing wrong with it. It just wasn't the ultimate right thing for me. And I knew it. I could see some partners' lives at the company I was working at. And I was like, I don't want their life. So the climbing up to their level wasn't my thing. I had been there long enough. I'd spent 6 years and I got a real good perspective, lots of training, met amazing people, some of the most extraordinary people I met my entire life. Great company. Had a great time, fantastic experience. I didn't quit that because it was wrong, because there was something wrong with the company or the people or the projects. It wasn't right enough for me. That makes sense? You got to find what is right enough for you. And only you know that. You can't listen to your friends and your family. This is another thing I learned from the peers in high performance. They didn't make these decisions to quit because everybody around them thought it was a great idea, right? When I told people around me I was quitting my job, especially I had been blessed to get a lot of mentorship and people were putting on a partner track. I was climbing. They're like, "You're quitting to do what?" I'm like, "Write a book." They're like, "Write a book? Isn't that going to take a while?" I'm like, "I don't know. I've never done it. But I feel like I need to do that." What kind of book? Oh, it's going to be a fiction, a parable. You know, the book was called Life's Golden Ticket. I'm like, "Have you ever written fiction?" I'm like, "No." "Well, how do you know how to do that?" I'm like, "I don't." And you're leaving this thing that is secure and good for this thing that you don't know anything about. I'm like, "Yeah." And they thought I was crazy. But I would tell people, look, I go, there is time. You got time. We don't think that we have time because we're impatient in our world today. You got time. If you're in the wrong thing, get out of the wrong thing because you got time to find things. Now, I know some people say, "Well, Brendan, I can't just quit because I have financial responsibilities." I go, "I know. I have the same thing." So what I had to do is find some of the right things and start earning a little bit over there. I'd focus just a little bit of time over here, earn a little bit over there. And I started earning just a little bit. And I thought, I'm spending all the time over here. If I spent less time here, this would rise. Maybe not equal, but it would rise.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled "View the Full Video" on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.